Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Echad Schar Adam, whether you owe someone a salary, wages for working, Vechad Schar Behema, or whether it's rental payment for an animal, Vechad Schar Kelim, or whether it's rental payment for Kelim, Yesh B'mishum B'yomo Titein Scharo, you have the din that you're supposed to pay on that day, V'yesh B'mishum L'Solim Pula Sachir itcha ad boker, and you also have the iser of not delaying payments until the next morning. Amosai, when do we assume that you are in violation of this iser of paying late? Bizman she tavao. That's only if the worker asked you for the money and you didn't pay. Lo tavao, ain't over love. But if he never asked you for the money, then you have not violated anything because apparently he's okay with not getting paid right away. Himcho etzel chenveni. If the boss sent you to a chenveni, meaning he said the chenveni is going to give you whatever food that you need in that corresponds to the amount of money that you've earned, or he sends you to a money changer and the money changer is going to pay you, eino over love, then you didn't violate anything because you arranged for him to be paid properly by that time. Sachir bizmano, if a worker wants to get paid during the time that he's supposed to get paid, and the guy says, I already paid you, nishba v'notel, so the worker could take a shavua that he has not yet gotten paid, and he will then get paid, because it's unlikely that you had paid him so early, and it could be you think you did, but you were just so busy that you didn't, you weren't keeping track. Avar zmano, once the zman has already gone, and it's already too late, eino nishba v'notel, then the worker does not have the right to take a shavua and just get paid, because we assume that no matter how busy you are, you're not going to violate the halacha, you're going to pay him on time. So if it's already too late, then there's no way you would have forgotten. Im yesh edim shet, if there are edim that say that the worker asked the guy for money before, right before the last moment he could have paid, then even if now it's after the time, he can take a shavua and get paid. Now the Mishnah says, Ger Toshav yesh b'mishum b'yom titin scharo. A Ger Toshav, who's not even Jewish, but he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we support his yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, so he also have a din of b'yom titin scharo, but vein b'mishum l'salim pula sachir itcha ad boker. But he's not subject to the Isra of Baltalin when it comes to a Ger Toshav. So because the pasuk, the Bar Tanura points out that the pasuk implies it says reyacha in the pasuk, right? So Ger Toshav is not called reyacha. Now moving on to Mishnah Yud Gimel, Hamal v'eschaver. Someone lends money to his friend and comes time to pay, and he didn't pay. Lo yimashkenenu el bebezdin. The malve is only allowed to take a mashkon from the love through bezdin. He can't just go and take it himself. Mashkon, you can't go into his house and take the mashkon, because the pasuk says you have to stand outside, meaning that even if you're already taking it through Beis Din, and it's a shliach Beis Din doing it, the shliach Beis Din is not allowed to go into the guy's house. If the love had two kelim that you're taking, and the love needs one of them during the day and one of them during the night, meaning let's say it's a change of clothing, so he needs pajamas at night and he needs a suit during the day, note you take one at a time and leave him with what he needs at that time. So if it's like a pillow that he needs at night and a plow that he needs during the day, so you return him his pillow for night and you return him his plow for during the day so he can work. But if the borrower dies, then you do not have to give that stuff back to his yorshim, because the chiyuv to give him back his stuff when he needs it is only to the borrower himself, not to the yorshim of the borrower. They only really need to return it until the 30 days. Once 30 days have passed and he still hasn't paid you back and you still have these mashkons, you can sell it in Beis Din and use that money to get your payment. Almana bein shehi aniya bein shehi ashira ein memashken nosa. An almana, whether she's poor or whether she's rich, you don't take a mashkon from her. Shem of lo sach bol beged almana, because the pasuk in the Torah, hachovelis rechayim over below sase. If you take a rechayim, a mill, as a mashkon, it's a violation of lo sase v'chayiv mishum shnei kelim, and you're in violation of of the halacha on two levels, because it's two separate kelim. There's a rechayim aliona, rechayim tachton. There are two stones that make up a mill. Shema lo yachvol rechayim v'rechev. Pasuk says you're not allowed to take the upper stone or the lower stone as a mashkon. So if you took them both, you violated both halachos. It's not only about a millstone, it's about anything that the guy needs to be able to produce basic food. Pasuk says that it's nefesh uchavel, you're taking his life as a mashkon. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we learned that you owe someone wages, or whether you owe him rental payments for an animal, or rental payments for a kelim, for a car or something, there's a mitzvah of biyomotitin scharo, and an isra of losalin, and we said that's only if the guy asked for it, but if he never asked for it, then you're not in violation of anything. If you arranged for payment to be made by a chenveni or a shulchani, then you're also not in violation of anything. Within the time that you're supposed to pay, we assume you have not yet paid, and therefore, if the guy demands payment and you claim you already did, he could be nishba v'notel. Once the time has passed, he can no longer be nishba v'notel. We assume you have paid. Ger Toshav is also included in the mitzvahs aseh, but not in the mitzvahs los aseh. And then in Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said that a mashkon can only be taken by Beis Din, and even Beis Din is not allowed to go into the guy's house. And if you have two mashkons, one that the guy needs during the day, one that he needs during the night, you have to give him back what he needs as he needs it. Unless it's for, if he dies, you don't have to give it back to the Yarshim. And if more than 30 days pass, then you're allowed to just sell it and use that money as your payment. An almana, you're not supposed to take a mashkon from, and you're also not supposed to take a mil as a mashkon. If you take a mil, you're in violation of two isurim in the Torah. And it's not only a mil, anything that's ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to take as a mashkon. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the 10th and final parak of Masechta Matzia, Parak Yud, Mishnah Aleph.